the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Ready to go with the Brady Report, first one in a while. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And at Hooters, well, they love the customers. You know that. And we know they love to show it. Stop into any Phoenix Hooters tomorrow. That's Tuesday the 15th. 10 boneless wings and fries, $6.99. That's just tomorrow. $7, you get a full lunch. That's saying a whole lot right there. Go to Hooters and grab hold of that. Easy enough. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I don't get PC too often, but this is one where if you're not, you're lying to yourself.
Thought it had a new name, Brady.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
The kids in school call it something different.
Is that what they call it now? Mm-hmm. It's Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yep.
Ooh.
That's why we are wondering if banks, how many companies still take it as a holiday?
I don't know. I know
because less and less.
Certain state like things do. Yeah.
Tony Soprano's going to be pissed.
Yeah, we should have Tony come in a little later this morning. But I do like we should just call it Rightful Owners Day. You know, like homeowners and car owners, anything you own that is rightfully yours day, instead of Indigenous people, because there might have been a couple of guys who floated over from Spain who were pretty cool and became, you know,
helped out
quality members of the society, unlike that awful Columbus who went back and got an army.
It was all research. It's all for.
By the way, he never actually showed up here.
If you want something, take it day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's, or we go the other way. It's yours day.
You're just allowed to go into stores.
You have to be dressed like Columbus, though. That's the only thing. You have to dress up like Columbus and go into a store and go, hey, is anybody using this? No, sir, not right now. Then I claim it as a mine. Well, it's ours.
Yes, but you weren't using it right. It's mine now.
So anything we're not using the way you see fit is yours?
Right. There is so much here you could be doing.
And then when you leave, promise them you'll be back for the rest.
Yeah, we'll be back, huh?
Yeah, Columbus only made it over to the Caribbean. The rest of them came blown up here. He gets credit for nothing.
I'll be back. Oh, good. Give me another year or so. You get a nice harvest. I'll come back.
Got a couple of Monday morning fun facts. The longest year in history was 46 BC, which was 445 days long. It was when Julius Caesar transitioned from the Roman calendar to the 365-day calendar.
And he added it right in the middle.
Barbie has had more than 200 different jobs.
Man, working her to the bone.
Yeah, including astronaut, doctor, rapper, and Canadian Mountie.
Never once college graduate.
Sure about that?
No, she never goes back to school for any of this stuff. Like Barbie's a dentist. Oh, my God, that's pretty great. And then the next thing, she's an astronaut. I'm like, somewhere in between those Barbies should have been like Barbie goes back to school Barbie. Barbie has to get a new degree. Astrophysicist Barbie would have been kind of a boring one where she just studies all the time.
Barbie with a vagina.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Real parts.
Yeah.
Now
Barbie working parts. her way through college, Barbie. She has to get hosed by, it comes with like 17 different other like professors and stuff.
Now it'd just be a cam girl Barbie, right?
Mm. Cam girl Barbie's probably a thing.
And you want to get PC, like give her certain ailments, like, you know, large areola Barbie.
That's not an ailment. That's rude.
That's a fetish.
Some girls just have that. It's not a disease.
Okay, but it teaches young girls that it's okay to have large
areola. But it isn't. We don't want to teach them that. We want to try to let them know it's wrong, but we don't want to make it an ailment because then they'll get disability.
The four-day work week.
I have large areolas, which inhibits me from being loved. People like me until my shirt comes off.
Oh, my God, your areolas. I can't love this. Look.
Those pancakes?
What in the world? Looks like Grimace got melted onto your boob. I'm disgusted. Out with you and your disease. A pox on this house.
The four-day work week is becoming a serious trend. 27% of companies now offer their employees the option to work 4 10-hour days instead of 5 8-hour.
Not that guy from Alibaba. He wants him to work 6 12-hour days.
Well, there you go.
Rock into a canyon, Barbie.
Ooh, that's... I don't know why that would be a thing. Hmm. Why would you want loose Barbie? He's loving that, but, I mean, that's just so Southern Illinois. Yuck.
Rock into
no. You get a little rock. You get a little rock.
Ding, 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 ding. And the comes with echo sound effects.
So you're just chucking rocks into an inanimate vagina? Weirdo. No.
That's hours of fun.
You know what rocking to Canyon Barbie would turn into? Dad's bathroom toy. Yeah. Because that's kind of tight Barbie to a grown man.
Wait, of a pair of Italian motorists who
stop
tried to
thinking
make-
about the Barbie stuff. Sorry, Brady. I can sense it. Can hear the hamster. Right, he needs to oil the wheel because he's churning it.
Ooh, tranny Barbie.
Tranny Barbie's probably a thing.
That probably is happening. Why does my Barbie have a...
What's wrong with my Barbie? She doesn't know. What about, like, lesbian Barbie, like... Butch Barbie.
Oh,
I
Butch
think they
Barbie.
Have the yeah. the pan Barbie.
Pansexual?
Pangender or pansexual. Because there's, I mean, they're putting it out.
That seems a little racy they had, for Mattel.
They skipped right past trans
gender
to pans?
Fluid. You can switch out the wigs.
I think you're confusing it with pan flute Barbie. It was actually just a little instrument that came. You can't switch out her jennies. She doesn't have any to begin with.
That's what I'm saying. They already have that, so you can switch out.
That's like androgynous.
Relating. Yeah, androgynous, yeah. I guess.
No Ken in that picture.
No. Well, Ken's androgynous, too. Or,
so we have a pair of Italian motorists who tried an insurance scam. They're in a car, and they claim their car hit a wild pig on the road. After an investigation, the insurance agency found that they used a frozen pig.
Oh.
Had a boar, and the guy did a test and found out the organs of the pig were frozen.
Oh, boy. So they set the whole prop up, smashed yep. it with their car.
Didn't let it thaw out long enough?
Get yourself one of them meth heads. They'll pop right in front of your car like they did mine. I got a lady who emailed me and said her husband just had that happen to him up in Massachusetts. Some lady walked right into his moving car, like forward into it, like methed out of her brain. It's going to be a new epidemic, evidently.
In St. Joseph County, Indiana, an employee at the KFC, Alexis Hill, she's been charged with one count of fraud because a customer left their Discover card after ordering some food. Alexis took that Discover card and bought her a new pair of roller skates. The person found out, saying,
roller skates?
$85.42.
Nice skates.
Got them on Amazon.
With the credit card of the person who used credit yeah. cards to buy chicken.
Yep. Not used to an $85 charge on that.
Right. No, that stood out. A Discover card?
Yeah.
At the KFC. It represents everything I never want
points.
To be. When she just needed some roller skates, this girl... Had to go to the old skate land sometime this week. I didn't even know they still had that. Of course, it's Indiana. They still have roller skates. Do kids still do that? Do your kids have roller skate stuff?
It's been probably 3 years since they've been to a roller skating birthday party.
Yeah.
But they did.
Even the girls? The yours?
Skate land.
Yeah, they go?
Once.
Kirby?
Yeah, once. It's not yeah, like, it's not like
you
ever
want
to return.
It's not a Toledo's. Thing. It's been three it's years, but that was a $2,000 skate.
What?
Ronnie fell. Broke her elbow.
Oh, that's right. Brady doesn't remember it as a fun
You just
time.
Remember the money. I thought you spent
You're
that on the
turning into
party.
Mr. Krabs. Oh, do I ever remember that, Boyle?
Oh, I remember that free skate.
That was a $2,000 skate, Bobby.
Wow.
Man. I remember that. You didn't say, oh, it was a tough time, Ronnie actually fell and broke her elbow. Nope. Cost you some money.
Yeah, my poor
Don't
wife.
Get on the skates.
Yeah.
My poor Do wife not. Got hurt. Yeah.
We haven't yeah. gone since Ronnie had an accident.
Poor wife, shmore wife.
Terrible. I felt so bad for her. Nope.
That skate's memorable for one reason. Cha-ching. Came flying out of my pocket. $2,000 skate.
Oh, my God. Did you pay for the whole party?
No. Mr. Butterfingers over there, flipping around like a fish out of water, broke her arm. Cost me a fortune.
How's that? Oh, because they hadn't met the deductible yet. She hadn't fallen earlier that year either.
Damn it.
Yeah.
If she could have only fallen. Only
gotten a couple more minor tumbles in there, that thing would have been covered.
Tommy Lee Jenkins of Whitestown, Indiana, began communicating online on October 1st to a girl named Kylie. Oh. She lives in Neenah, Wisconsin, 350 miles away. Well, the online communication went so well, Tommy decided, I'm going to go visit her. Tommy doesn't have a car. He walked 350 miles right into an FBI sting.
Oh. He walked from Indiana.
Yeah.
To.
So we were trying to figure out.
350 miles is right around Los Angeles from here.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you figure that's six or seven hour drive to the heart of LA. And I think it's a week long walk. At least if you're putting 20 miles in a day, which is hard walking.
12, 13 days.
You're 12, 13 days into that. And that's still pushing 20 miles.
Four or five miles an hour?
And I don't think he's doing 20 miles.
No, because you walk 20 miles. You're doing that in, if you jog it, you're doing it in 5 hours. And you're beat. You're tired. He's not Kenyan, Brady?
I don't think so.
No, if he was Kenyan.
Driven by love, John.
I don't think I don't think he'd end up in Whitestown, Indiana.
14-year-old girl. And what's she doing on the other end of there?
I'll be there.
When?
End of October.
Are you going to fly in?
No, I'm going to start walking right now.
See you on Halloween.
Bye, Mom. I got a date.
What? Where is he off to?
I'll be back in a couple months. Got to take that Donner's Pass and run her over that. Lewis and Clark Trail over to that sweet, sweet poon. 14?
What?
His legs hurt so bad. God, I can't even imagine that. Even of age, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, if you had this, even the hottest, like some super hot models, like, I want you so bad. I'm like, I don't have a car or any money. I don't know why you like me this much, but I'm going to walk. I'm walking. I would not even, like, I'd get like halfway. It's like running away when you're a little kid. You get halfway down the road and you're like, this is a terrible idea.
Tommy Lee, where are you going?
How many miles in are you like immediately in regret? But it's too
one,
late.
Yeah, me one
too.
Mile.
I think so too. I think I get one down to the mile. Corner. I'm standing on 16th Street in Camelback. Yeah. Just like,
but all of a sudden,
I'm going back.
A message comes over.
Just, yeah.
Are you still walking?
Yeah, I'll be there. 350 to go.
Can't wait.
First mile is pretty quick. I got that done in about 7 minutes. So if I can keep this pace, I can't. And you got to walk the freeway.
There's no way he was running when they came out to arrest him.
Oh, no. He's not running.
You know what?
Yeah. He just laid down. I didn't know she was
14. I'm dog tired.
I thought she was older. My friend Rich has texted over mastectomy Barbie.
Aww.
That's just terrible.
Michael Montato is a professor at a college in Melbourne, Australia. And back in 2014, when he was 24 years old at the time, he was teaching ethics. Apparently, he tried to recruit a few students for threesomes. Flashed his junk at another student and threatened to fail a female student if she turned him down.
Mm.
That was not the ethics class these ladies were looking for. Anyway, they found him guilty of professional misconduct. He'll find out his punishment in December.
Got to walk to court. Somebody also says, do they have spinal trauma, Barbie? And I don't know. That might be something they really have. A wheelchair Barbie?
Scoliosis.
Sounds legit.
Well, scoliosis is just curvature, not trauma. Yeah. So I wonder if they have, like, the Stephen Hawking, like, her spine split.
They've got this. It's not Barbie.
Creatable
world.
As in
a brand name, but comes with that hairdo.
Oh, it's Ellen.
And then you've also got...
Oh, you can have...
That's the one I was...
You have lesbian hair. Isn't that more bigoted?
You got a wig, and then you've got...
Lesbian hair. So you have WNBA Barbie, and then, like, hetero Barbie.
What's she doing with those two?
And so your deal is to take lesbian Barbie and try to make the other girl take her hair off.
Wow, that is quite a perm that one doll has. Look at that.
But Kate McKinnon Barbie is trying to have sex with...
that is what it looks
like. I don't know what the hell that thing is. Girl going through chemo in a bad wig, Barbie. Well, that's more bigoted. Like, this is what lesbians' hair all looks like.
Oh, ScarJo had it.
Yeah, I know. And everybody's like, is she a lesbian now? Because it was lesbian hair. And we all kind of rooted for it, actually. Yep, Barbie has a wheelchair. Look at that.
Fashionista's Barbie.
Look at that. They didn't add any...
And it's also one of those racing wheelchairs, John. You know that?
It is
cool. Sporty.
It is pretty sporty.
It's a speed model.
They didn't atrophy her legs at all.
Nope.
They're still very taut.
How about an abused Barbie? Like she's got bruises all over.
Yeah. Oh. White trash Barbie.
Ken's been hitting her.
And that's why she's in the chair. Now it's taking a turn. I would love to watch kids playing with that.
Why are you in the chair? Oh, my husband beat me and my spine split. I can't move my legs.
There's a lot of real life problems.
God, you kids are really into this. I used to just make them and then try to kiss and then lay them on each other. But you.
There's a lot of creativity on the internet.
But the wheelchair one's real?
The wheelchair one is real. White trash Barbie is just pregnant Barbie.
Yeah, she's just pregnant with a smoke hanging out of her mouth. Man, oh man.
A lot of Christmas ideas.
I'm getting that for your daughters. The wheelchair one, just to see how they play with it and how many times they perform miracles or how many times I would make her stand up and go, I think I can. Oh, no. And then she'd fall again. And you get a spoon feeder applesauce Barbie.
Comes with a ramp for your Barbie dollhouse.
Is that real? It's got a ramp for the chair.
Yep. Wait.
So Barbie's dream house is wheelchair accessible now?
Yep.
Get out of here.
That was after the lawsuit.
We're so
PC. The house didn't have it at first.
Inanimate objects. Have to have ramps, or the disabilities team is going to come get them.
Available in different races.
You could you can have all sorts of different.
Look at that.
No crippled ones haven't.
Oh, not the crippled.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, crippled black Barbie is new. She was shot in the back.
Can we get an Asian? We got an Asian up in here.
by DeKen.
But that's not really Barbie then.
Like, yeah, it is.
No, Barbie's a blonde.
No,
she has to have a different name, doesn't she?
Black De Barbie and Barbie.
One of 12 available Barbie Fashionistas dolls, including 6 body types, John, 9 different skin tones, 6 different eye colors, 11 different hair colors, 10 different hairstyles, and so many on-trend fashions and accessories.
Everybody gets a blue wheelchair, though.
Yep.
Man, she's carrying some weed, too. It says she has 22 joints.
Of course you say that when the black Barbie's up there.
Brady's a racist.
Racist.
You've been hanging out with your dad, and you've got a kid. Your dad jokes are going to be – it's going to be 3 days of getting this out of your system. You've been hanging out with Kirby all week. Was it her fall break?
Yeah, she's got week number two.
Get ready for dad jokes all day.
Oh, you got 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, she's off again this week?
Yep.
Man. That's brutal. That's too much kid.
Oh, yeah, you didn't take Ronnie with you on this trip, did you?
Or Kirby, no. Right? Kirby didn't go.
No, it was solo.
The ladies were left at home. All right.
What did they do?
No, I went with my buddy Billy.
Cool. What did the girls do?
They had a girls' night.
I don't know.
You know.
Who cares?
Yeah. Whatever.
Did they do anything expensive?
Did you check the credit card bill while you were gone?
Oh, really?
What Eric's really asking is, did they have permission to spend money?
I had Postmates twice on Saturday. Why had Postmates 2 times?
Have you checked it over?
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I checked it over. They did all right.
They stayed within the boundaries?
Yeah, yeah.
Or she'd end up like that wheelchair Barbie.
Linda Chapman is the mother of Tank Hafferpin. Tank Hafferpin is known in the gay world for his Tumblr account because he was very active in his Tumblr account, posting the lifestyle that he had. He was into a group of, he and a group of guys were taking roids, getting huge, and then injecting silicone into their genitals. They wanted to match their body with their huge muscles, and he died because of silicone poisoning. But his mom is suing his boyfriend because, according to Tank, his master told him to inject the, he followed what his master would say.
Look at the massive, I think that's Dwayne Johnson if he were homosexual. He's got all them Samoan tats and stuff.
Yeah, he does a haka before.
Holy before Moses. Look at that pile of meat.
Pile of bears.
That is.
Wow.
Horrifying.
Is he into the bears, the big guys?
I don't
guys?
Know. I think he, I actually think he likes Twinks.
I don't see Ian into this.
Good, sweet cheese. I don't know.
So these are not his style.
These are some weightlifting studs.
Aren't so you kind of on your own there? You inject silicone. I don't care if somebody told you to do it or not.
You follow your masters.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I agree. Hey, your hands, your balls.
So Tank's dead? Is that the moral?
Tank is dead, and Mom is suing the master.
I'm up for pretty much whatever when it comes to the party, but somebody says inject this in your nuts.
Sorry, that you have a limit.
I drew that line a while ago. Dr. Lin is the only guy who's ever done it to me and hopefully is the only one who ever will.
I'm down to have fun in the bedroom, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't picture Ian walking in with Tank.
I
don't think so?
You do?
Not anymore. Oh. Not Tank's dead and stuff.
You think, he's into?
I think Ian.
You throw an Iron Maiden shirt on anybody, yeah. He'll...
I guess you're right there.
He'll go for
it. I think he'd give it a run. Happening. Yeah. He'd land one right in the soft spot of those pecs.
Why that tattoo?
Yeah, he's got that big circular tattoo. It's like a target. It looks like your nephew Charlie if he'd gone completely mad.
It does, actually. Charlie was losing his hair when we last saw him.
Charlie's completely shaved. Yeah. He's got that big red beard.
My God, it is.
Yeah.
Send that to Charlie.
Gay weightlifter Bogan.
I'll send this to Charlie right now.
Wolf.
We found you on the internet.
Yeah, Charlie, I knew you were a gay.
He's been training.
He's been doing good, though. He looks sharp. He looks tight.
Congratulations.
Brady, if you were a gay, would it be weightlifter gay? Would it be bear? What would you be into? Twink?
No, like girly? You want to get tossed around? I'd probably be huge.
Would you want a big guy?
Yeah. I'd listen to what my master would say.
So you'd be the twink.
Do you think you would want that? To be a gay partner? Protect you at night? Or would you like a soft twink?
Go big or go home, right, Brady?
Oh, no, I want a tiny.
Do you want a tiny? See, I figured you'd want a wrestler.
You just changed your mind.
Yeah. No, I thought you said what I prefer.
Oh,
yeah, for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I would get huge.
Oh, you're talking about yourself.
Yeah, myself.
If you were gay with you.
Yeah, if I'm going gay, I'm going big.
You'd be a big bear.
That's what that, but yeah. I thought that's what you meant, like you're gay.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you changing your body style. I'm talking about what you would want.
Uh-oh, hold on.
A muscular one or a twinkie one. I think I'd want
to. Is this a picture of him post-silicone?
Oh, my God. Look at the ball sack.
It was working.
Wow.
What the hell?
Get a picture of those things exposed. I got to see this.
Man.
His dong is a Hyundai.
10 pounds of dangling fury.
Oh, my God.
It was 5 minutes before he died. He took that photo.
Yeah, no kidding.
What is going on?
Silicone.
That stuff works.
I'm getting for a while.
This. Yeah, all right. Well, moderation. It's like bulimia. It works. Still works. Just got to limit yourself.
Wow. All right. Without?
Yeah, give me a shot without. I want to see what that thing looks like all done up.
Yikes.
I want to fluff that thing up. Put on a show. Wow. I'm getting some silicone today. I need a master and a dealer.
The other ones are hard to come by. There's another.
Oh, my God.
He's got a kettlebell
it's
between
a
his legs.
Ball. Wow. Yeah, that's better than mine, I got to tell you. I'm not packing anything remotely close to that impressive. You don't have any exposed ones? I want to see if it's grotesque visually. Okay, look at this.
There's his friend.
Look at this thing. That's his Samoan buddy. Everybody, what did you Google for this?
I wonder if they're backing down now.
I'm pulling back a little bit.
After
less
Tank.
Tank half.
Hafferpen.
Hafferpen.
That's going to be today's word for the Camaro.
There you go.
I want that.
You got to put that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, please.
Man. Tank or his buddy?
Look, I want
both
half of
them.
That.
Both of them. So,
and that guy's still alive, the guy on the right. Tank just went too far.
That's him pre-surgery, apparently.
Wow.
They're living their best life.
Yeah, they are. Look at the size of the nuts on that guy.
Man.
I can't get enough of this.
Why do you want big nuts?
I don't know. I've got too much ball skin. And I just pull it out of the water.
Oh, there's a partial.
There's a ball hanging out.
Why do you want
that? Yeah.
That should have Spalding written on it.
Oh, my God.
What? I don't understand the point.
I guess it's just excessive. Anything is interesting.
And this guy was making money off of Instagram. Is that what you said?
Three of his former lovers have CTE.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, from getting smashed, their jaws. Mason Rudolph them every time you go in. Get your mouth open, you get hit with that thing. Man, Oshevitz, that's a set. That's gotta hurt. That's reasonable. This guy's reasonable right here. He's got essentially it would be like a Midwestern mush ball for those right. strange softball games right. they play in the Midwest.
I'll follow a Tank story up to congratulate the Pokini family of Kula, Hawaii. They've grown the world's largest avocado, 5.6 pounds. It's Guinness World Record. It looks like what was coming out of Tank's Speedo. That's how big that avocado was.
Yeah, just one side of it. Congratulations. You've grown a giant avocado. You are officially the world's most boring family. So the boy and I were on the news last night. Got ourselves a pretty big avocado. We had a 5-pounder.
Toledo would take his family to go
yeah.
see it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something you would drive to.
It is avocados from Mexico.
That is true. You're a big fan now, aren't you?
I am.
When, have you already planned the next Mexican? You're the king of
Mexico. Thanksgiving.
You're going back in a month?
Yeah.
His money goes a long way down there.
I know, but so there's far. Still 11.
Unbelievably how
but
far 11 it goes.
11 people in one room. Even Mexicans are like, that's ridiculous.
Not in one room. Lisa it's, and I had our own room, separate from everyone. Still, we pile up small. The kids like cordwood in you the need, other rooms.
You get in the same house or another one?
I don't know.
You need 15,000 square feet to make 11 people tolerable in the same room.
15,000?
Yes. It needs to be about the size
1,000 square foot per person?
Yes. Yes.
I think you've been tainted by the size this, of your the suite. Shadows.
My suite
weekend.
At the Shadows was like 1,100 square feet. Can't imagine. Five people in that thing with me? I'd have killed four of them. Oh, Toledo, you're tolerant of so many things that people shouldn't be tolerant of.
Got a Halloween costume suggestion. They've come out with the Toy Story, Sexy Toy Story Halloween.
The potato?
The online store Fashion Nova just rolled out three Sexy Toy Story inspired costumes. Woody, Buzz Lightyear, and one of those vending machine aliens.
Why?
$70 if you're interested.
All right.
Why would you want to bang your chick in that outfit?
Same reason the Mr. Rogers thing is really hot. I don't like the Mr. Rogers one because he's real. I'll take the inanimate, like, everything's sexy. Like, they make bugs, and I'm always on it. Like, I don't understand why spiders and ladybugs and stuff. But so whatever it is to make it sexy, go for it. Except that middle one. They have a giant model as Buzz Lightyear. Literally, Jordan Sparks as Buzz Lightyear is not at all getting to me.
Yeah, I'm not into Woody either.
I like the little one on the right.
The alien?
Yeah. All the rest of them are, you push away from the buffet a little bit.
We'll end it with a quick radio video. And this is a eyewitness video from the Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans.
I
didn't realize how big it was. I thought it was like a crane that just fell over and caught somebody. No, side of that building.
Like 8 stories, right? Oh, they have video of the actual collapse. Oh, wow. Look at it go.
Oh, my God.
Might be a cuss.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yikes.
People die?
Yeah.
One guy did, yeah, construction worker, and they can't find another guy.
Well, two people died, 30 were injured.
Two died.
It's not a hotel.
One person
right
is still
now.
Missing.
It's going to be done.
Yeah. No, people are in their rooms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody keeps saying it's the Hard Rock Hotel collapse. I'm like, it's not done yet. They didn't take bookings quite yet. You know, we'll just work around them.
I ate at the Hard Rock down in Orlando.
What?
It's the biggest Hard Rock in the country.
Especially now.
Ate there.
One of them is just rubble.
How'd that go?
I just missed.
Shorter. Yeah, that's close. I'm sorry you went through that, Eric. Sorry you had to deal with that.
Thank you, John.
Terrible. My God.
You're lucky.
You're lucky to be here. Same weekend and everything. Not too far, either.
No. Orlando and New Orleans are close.
Man.
Could have been me.
Skin of your teeth, I say. All right, if we're going to give you a word here, and you can text it, and you can win yourself a Camaro, 1979 Camaro. That is absolutely, it's so cool. It's been sitting in our parking lot forever. We've been curious what's going to happen.
We're aging it.
I don't know what we've been doing with it. It's been aging for 40 plus years, but it's awesome. They did a great job.
Now we let models crawl around on it.
I know. That's hot. All the dents are from models, hot models. You can tell people that you were there. We're going to get you a shot at this thing. It's our 40th anniversary, so we're going to throw this at you in just seconds. We'll tell you how you can do it next. There goes your Brady Report.
It's out of control now.